Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Let's Talk Cobra Kai. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Sal Rodriguez.
All right, Sal, we are back with another episode.
Yes, another little nugget. You're always finding these
little nuggets.
All these nuggets. But you know what you've done is you've now triggered my mind. Now I'm thinking, like, what can I find? There's got to be stuff out there that I can find.
Well, true, you probably could. But I was on a mission after our last two episodes, these movie connections episodes with the Karate Kid tying into movies from the past, not too far after the release of the Karate Kid in 1984. Yeah. And I was watching a movie, Into the Night, came out in 85, and they had this reenactment of a scene from the Karate Kid, choose the car. And I was like, oh my gosh, we got to do an episode on this. And I happened to be watching The Money Pit, 1986, and there was a reference, subtle, but a reference, yeah. Because by now, 86, Karate Kid is everywhere, and you're going to see it pop up in other movies. So if you recall last episode, I said, I've got to find one from 87, because I just happened to see 85, 86. So it wasn't by happenstance. I did go searching for this third installment of Movie Connections, The Karate Kid 1984, and Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, 1987.
Wow.
Movie Connections. Yes. One does exist, Sal. And there's probably more. So I did a quick search. I was like, really? I did enjoy this movie. When it came out, I saw Revenge of the Nerds 2 in the theater, but I've never seen it since. I'm quite fond of the original, Revenge of the Nerds. That's back when you weren't even supposed to see a movie like that because it was really rated R and there was a couple things here and there that you're not supposed to see. But it was a great movie. It's a wonderful underdog story. Comes out the same year as The Karate Kid. The original was 1984. And that's a great film. If anyone ever said, hey, how are the Revenge of the Nerds? Because I know there's a lot more. It's kind of like American Pie. Great movie. And they just kept making American Pies. And like four or five down the line, only one person's still in the movie from the originals. It's like they hung on.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what happened to this franchise. But this one's good. The sequel's fun. But and I vaguely remember it, but there is a connection to The Karate Kid.
Aside from the connection which most of us fans of the franchise know about, of course, our old friend Larry B. Scott.
Larry B. Scott.
Who plays Lamar in the Revenge of the Nerds franchise.
Yes.
And is in Karate Kid. Oh, and unfortunately, he does
He's
not have
Cobra
a name.
Kai. He's a Cobra Kai.
He's in Cobra Kai in the Karate Kid movie. He was in the dojo and at the All Valley.
He was a brown belt. He was a Cobra Kai student, and he fought in All Valley, and he was even credited, Sal, as you know.
Yes, credited as Jerry, but I wonder if he was credited later.
Jerry Lawrence.
He very much seemed...
his adopted brother.
He very much seemed featured rather than having, like he would have a name, but I guess he did, huh? That's cool. Okay, so aside from the connection with Larry B. Scott, there's another connection.
Another connection. Although, back to Larry B. Scott, so cool, he's in Revenge of the Nerds and The Karate Kid same year. That kid was on a lot of radars back then. Think about
it. He had a good career.
Casting agent was like, nailed it.
Unfortunately, recently, I wonder if he's been in real estate or something because he hasn't done much. Last IMDb credit, a character named Clancy, a show called Black Jesus. He had two episodes in 2019. So we're talking now 5 years at this point. I hope he's getting rich in real estate like Vanilla Ice.
There you go. And I hope that we can get Larry B. Scott on Let's Talk Cobra Kai.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That'd be great. All right, so the connection is this. I was looking for another movie that tip of the cap, played a scene, something, an homage, and it does exist here. And it's with one of my favorite characters, and I know yours as well, from the Revenge of the Nerds franchise. It's also by an actor who I love from Risky Business.
Whoa.
And that is Curtis Armstrong, who plays Booger.
Yes.
He's also in so many other movies. Better Off Dead, he's fantastic. He's always fantastic.
Sure.
In fact, I read his biography, his autobiography, and it was fantastic. So I learned little stories of working with Tom Cruise, young Tom Cruise on Risky Business, talking about Revenge of the Nerds. It's been a few years, but I really enjoyed it. He's an amazing talent. So in this scene in particular, it's Booger, you want to describe Booger's character? Because I know you saw the original. Do you remember the character at all?
Well, the character of Booger, I think, could be related, sort of a parallel with Bluto from Animal House.
A little bit. Yes.
Right? Could you say it was almost a parallel there?
Also like Pigpen from Peanuts.
Yes, exactly. He was sort of unkempt.
Yes.
Not as into his appearance. I don't think he wore sweaters like some of the other nerds.
No.
Definitely no ascot.
As yeah. John Belushi was. A real slob.
Yeah. And not in great shape, you know, physical shape. And by the way, you don't get a pass because you're in college. You should be in, you know, decent physical
shape. I think he's always got like a wife beater on, but it's always a mess, you know?
I thought he wore a leather jacket at one point, did he?
I have to go back and see it.
Yeah, just sort of a messy, untidy guy.
Booger's not afraid to pick his nose and do whatever with it. So he's got the name for a reason. He's funny, but he's just kind of, he's not even drunk all the time. He's just kind of a mess. And that's
gross
okay.
Is that, the word.
Gross.
Right?
And that's the character.
The name alone. Hello. Yeah. Booger.
Also in the movie, we should say, because most of the people reprised their role, which I love that. It didn't cast everyone out. It's like, no, they brought a lot of these guys back. Robert Carradine, Anthony Edwards, Timothy Busfield, Larry B. Scott, like we talked about. James Cromwell was in the original and the sequel. He would go on and do so many movies, L.A. Confidential, Babe, W. And also, the guy we're going to talk about in this movie, James Hong, is the other character. His name in the show is Snotty.
Wait a second, you got a character named Booger and a character named Snotty?
Well, James Hong, you may also know from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, the Oscar-winning movie 2 years ago. He is an amazing actor. He's not in the original. He's in this, and he plays Snotty, and this is the connection. It's like Miyagi and Daniel, and it's like Booger meets his master of filth and grotesqueness. So this scene really pushes that envelope. I'm going to give you a disclaimer here because it is in that realm. It's not too dirty, but it's like, okay, it's funny. And this is our jumping off point. We will play the scene and have fun with it. But again, so the cast is loaded. I do think this movie's worth watching. But if you're going to watch Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, watch Revenge of the Nerds first, please.
I would. Well, wouldn't you say that for most sequels and prequels?
Or revisit them. You know, if you have never seen the sequel and it's been decades since you saw the original, watch the original first. It's a really great movie. It connects all the dots. It could be a standalone, and it was for 3 years. And then this was an era where sequels were going to happen if it was a successful movie or not. This is what happened.
Yeah, and I'm ready because you know why? I'm in the dark on this.
Yeah, you have not seen this movie.
I have not seen. I'm a big fan of Revenge of the Nerds. I did see that when I was young. Have not seen the sequel and have no idea what you could bring to our attention right now. I'm clueless.
So I'm going to set up the scene. I'm going to play this little scene before, which is showing like Lewis is Robert Carradine. He's kind of the leader of all of them. They're like in a hotel room and he's apologizing because they were off on some nerd thing. And also, before we get into the scene, this is the synopsis from the original, Revenge of the Nerds, because it's really a carryover.
Yeah.
At Adams College, a group of bullied outcasts and misfits resolve to fight back for their peace and self-respect. And that's really it, Sal. It's nerds standing up and fighting against all the cool kids so they can go to the parties, get the girls, because they've been marginalized. And it's really funny. And they galvanize together because they have high IQs, which is well talked about in the movie. And they win. They're triumphant. And it's great. And if you really were a nerd and at that time in your life, this probably was like the Bible. You know, that's it. There's the blueprint. And that's the original. So I want to read, and go ahead, anything you have to chime in while I'm looking up the sequel synopsis.
For the benefit of the youngsters, you know, there was a time when, you know, nerd was a disparaging term. You would not
exactly
call somebody you liked a nerd necessarily. Somebody
you
didn't
want to
like
be a
nerd. Called a nerd. You don't
want
to be a nerd. Yeah. So this was long before nerds owned the word. They took that word.
Yeah.
They basically, it becomes a moment of empowerment when they take the word upon themselves. They start referring to themselves as nerds. They start to identify with the phrase. Now we got a whole nerd culture. And believe me, plenty of nerds I know wear their nerd flag proudly.
Yeah, there's a show like Big Bang Theory. They're proud to be nerds and outcasts and geeks because it's acceptable. But this was a time, early, mid-80s, you didn't want to be labeled that. So this movie, yeah, they embraced the word. And the can't even have a fraternity, and they make a fraternity. So that's the story of the first one. This is the synopsis for the sequel, Nerds in Paradise. The rising college nerds set out to a convention in Florida, but are not welcomed by the Alpha Beta representatives. And that's always the super popular, cool fraternity. Yeah. So they were triumphant in the first film. So we've got to introduce a new obstacle in the sequel. And here we are. And now they're out of this college environment and they're on spring break, so to speak. And they have to step up again.
Alpha Beta is like a Alpha League.
Yeah, exactly. From Karate Kid.
They even have the same first name.
Next Karate Kid. All right. So here's the clip. Enjoy it, if you will, and you can see the movie connection for yourself.
I'm excited. I'm ready.
I'm really sorry I snapped at you guys.
Oh, Louis, it's all right. Go ahead. Louis, we're all nice.
Louis, we're really sorry. We're not going to quit on you. Are we, guys?
No.
All right.
This room is a pigsty. Thank you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Fuck you. Who died and made you God?
My name's Dudley Dawson. They call me Booger.
Edgar Poe Wong. They call me Snotty.
Classic.
I had to actually hold myself from laughing for the sake of recording,
too.
But that was pretty funny. That was like way cool, gross 80s humor.
Totally. Over the top, gross. And they were kind of mocking a lot of the martial art movies back then, you know, American Ninja and all these other things.
You know what it goes with? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
That's exactly right. It obviously, there's parallels to meeting Miyagi and having that tutelage, but like the gross out Mad Magazine version of that. Yeah. And it comes out in 87. They shoot in 86. So Karate Kid 2 is out by then, but obviously a throwback, a callback. And if you're going to become Booger, maybe you can look up to Snotty, who can do anything better. He's been around longer. I love that exchange. And that actor is fantastic. He truly is. He pops up in things all the time and he always delivers.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
He's the main bad guy in Big Trouble in Little China. He's fantastic. They made him look old then because he plays like this ancient guy in that movie. And that was a long time ago. He's still making movies. He's incredible, but a lot of fun there. Good exchange. And yes, total gross out humor.
Ah, yeah, I liked it. You know what? I want to see Nerds in Paradise because I did enjoy the first movie. I'm surprised I never saw the second movie. In fact, I don't even know if I knew about it. Because what you said, there was also a third and a fourth.
I know they kept going. That I tapped out did, after two, and two's had a lot of the same cast, like I talked about. I mean, these actors, some of the names I said, Anthony Edwards would go on and be in Top Gun, is Goose. Right? Yeah. And so many other things. Gotcha.
In the ER?
ER. He was also in Zodiac, an incredible, incredible movie. And Timothy Busfield was in tons of TV shows. He was in 30-something. He was in Field of Dreams. I mean, these guys are great actors. So it was really cool to see Robert Carradine. There's your tie-in to Kung Fu to Karate Kid. Robert Carradine was brothers or half-brothers with David Carradine from Kung Fu.
Yes, and those two are the sons of legendary actor John Carradine.
There you go.
Who was, you know, back, I think, 40s, 50s, maybe early 60s. In one of my favorite Twilight Zones, The Howling Man, he plays Brother Jerome.
See, a lot of connections here, a lot of connections. But yeah, I want to watch this movie again, too. I don't own this one. I rented it, and now that I started it for tonight's episode, you have like 24, 48 hours to watch it. So I just started
it.
I'll back
it up. I do not get that rule.
They got to put a limit on it, Sal. They got to put a little bit of limit on it.
A lot of pressure.
They do. But I'm going to watch it because I haven't seen it since the theater in 87. But yeah, I know it's gross out, but it wasn't subtle. It's definitely, here's the teacher, here's the student, follow me, you're the master. I mean, it's the mocking version, but funny nonetheless. And now I've completed the 3-pack of movie connections, and I don't feel compelled to go find one from 88, although I could. And if I stumble on it, I'll bring it back for us to discuss.
Please let me know. But Jason, I would like to let Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, off the hook for grossness. Because to me, nothing will surpass the 80s grossness of the pie-eating contest from Stand By Me.
Oh, that was tough. Boom chugga-lugga, boom chugga-lugga. The vomiting ensued, and it was too much. I agree with you.
So this, I don't even think this was to that level.
No. Rob Reiner, Stephen King, a great movie, but yes, total gross out. So that's it, Sal. It's all I got. I enjoyed it. I knew that I could at least make you laugh and hopefully some of our listeners or all of our listeners and viewers. But The Karate Kid, 1984, and Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, 1987, movie connections.
I think it's great, Jason. And you know what? This also makes me think, with all the references that we've gone into, movies that reference The Karate Kid at this point in time, 2024, going into 2025, surely we will be having movies and television referencing Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, absolutely.
I think it stands to reason. We were just, you see how the tentacles of Cobra Kai and Karate Kid just go all over the place.
And in 5 years, we'll be referencing the new Karate Kid movie in 2024. That's why I usually give the year, because, you know, they just keep making them, so. Not a lot of references to the other Karate Kid, the Jackie Chan one, yet, but that could come back in favor as we have a new one. I don't even know. So much to think about.
I will sit through it at some point.
Okay, fair enough. That's great. All right, great job. Until the next time, Sal. Always a pleasure. We'll come back and we'll do more.
No mercy.